Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ian Lockwood was in Sulphur Springs again. And by the way, he is going to be coming to Commerce and is going to be doing much the same sort of thing for Commerce and his company, Tool Design. This is the person who with his company, sort of masterminded the revitalization of downtown Sulphur Springs. Then he came back a week or so back to work with you on further plans. So how did what was the outcome of that?
It was amazing. I'm really excited, actually, for Commerce. I think that that's going to be wonderful for y'all. He ended up coming in on May 22nd, and he stayed through that week, and he had 2 days of kind of a come-and-go session where the public could come, ask questions, find out what's going on in Sulphur Springs, give their input of what they want to see happen in Sulphur Springs. On that Monday, he did a really interesting exercise where he asked everybody, there were over 200 people that came to this meeting. He asked everybody to list what they loved, what they felt was missing, what they wanted to see in Sulphur Springs. And we got a lot of good feedback from that. So overall, people, of course, they like the family values, the small town vibe. They really enjoy the downtown and the parks, but they did want to see a better arrival experience to Sulphur Springs. And they want to, of course, improve other areas outside of just the downtown area. So we got a lot of good feedback. I'm excited for that.
Arrival experience, meaning what the town looks like when you first drive into town?
Yes, absolutely. They want to see it beautified coming in off of the interstate, coming down further down Main Street, of course, away from the downtown area, and just enjoy the experience, really have a visually pleasing experience when you're entering Sulphur Springs.
Mm-hmm. And then extend some of the sorts of things that have been so popular and so successful in downtown Sulphur Springs out into other areas of the city.
Absolutely. The walkability, having bike trails in particular.
So you have some specific plans now that are in place, or are they still being developed?
They're still being developed. We wanted to get the feedback. We really want this to be a town-driven procedure and process in general. So we want to have this, we want the people of Sulphur Springs, the citizens, to feel like this is truly their town and that they were able to give their input of what they value the most.
Mm-hmm. So is there a timeline now? Is he and his team going to come back in a few weeks, and at which point you will have some kind of definite...
There are going to be other visits, yes, back to Sulphur Springs. Uh-huh. We're kind of breaking this down. We're looking at this, what do we need to continue growing at the rate that we're growing 20 years down the road. So we're going to kind of back into it from 20 years, kind of have a goal for 10 years from 5 years from now, kind of go at it from that direction.
Okay. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is the mayor of Sulphur Springs. You told me there's a new restaurant coming into downtown Sulphur. Yet another new restaurant in downtown
Sulphur
Springs.
We're very excited. Lots of places to eat now. The Alcove, and it's actually on the corner of Gilmer and Main Street. It's been a building that's continued to kind of have some design elements added to the outside that I find just absolutely beautiful. And I had an opportunity whenever we were just walking the downtown area to peek in, and they've made it just absolutely gorgeous. So I'm sure that the food, it's kind of what I've heard is that it's going to be kind of a wine and coffee bar, mm-hmm. but also a restaurant, of course. So I'm just ecstatic for them. I think that's great.
Has it opened yet?
It opened on Monday.
Oh, now we've got just a couple of moments left, but I want you to mention briefly that your 4th of July or Independence Day celebration is coming up.
It is. The Sulphur Springs Symphony League is wonderful each year that they work so hard to bring the Northeast Texas Symphony to Celebration Plaza. They put on a wonderful show. It's free. That's the main thing people need to know. It is free. We have a fantastic fireworks show at the end of it. You'll be able to see it from no matter where you sit on Celebration Plaza. It's really cool because of all of the grass and landscaping, so you're not going to get too hot, even though it is in the middle of summer. It's wonderful.
That'll be Saturday evening, July 1st.
Yes, sir.
And then you have some news that you're not going to be the mayor for much longer.
That is right. I'm very excited to pass the torch to John Sellers. He's the new mayor of Sulphur Springs. He's been mayor before, so I know he will do a fantastic job because he did a fantastic job. So excited for him.
So this is something you all, city council folks, kind of pass around to some extent.
We're a little unique. We are all at large, so we don't have a specific part of Sulphur Springs that we represent. There are seven of us, and we are all elected, of course, by the citizens of Sulphur Springs, and then we elect among ourselves, the seven of us, who we want to represent us as mayor and mayor pro tem. And so it does vary each year. The mayor term is only for 1 year.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again, and thanks for the visits you've had with us as the mayor, and I hope we have the occasion to visit with you some more.
I'd love to be back. Thank you so much.
You're a great representative for Sulphur Springs.
Thank you.
Emily Glass, the former mayor of Sulphur Springs, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.